Good morning, sir. Please have a seat. The reason why you're here is because I've gotten numerous complaints about you in the past couple weeks regarding your inappropriate behavior around the office. Sir, please calm down. I'm not going to fire you. I just want to talk about what happened. You just started working here a month ago, right? Okay. So I guess you're pretty new to the company, and I bet it's just a simple misunderstanding about company culture and nothing to worry about. Is it okay if I ask you some questions, sir? Okay. Thank you, sir. Are you familiar with our company's policy on gender equality? I guessed as much. Well, I'll just read some of the complaints, and you can probably figure out why it's so important that you're aware of this policy. All of the complaints were made by women. I'll try not to mention their names out of respect for their privacy, but I think you know who I am talking about. After all, you must realize deep within you that some of your behavior was just wrong. Now, sir, do you remember standing near the printer last Friday? Do you remember there was somebody with you? A woman? It doesn't matter if you don't remember her name. Do you remember what happened? Okay. She dropped a stack of paper right in front of you so that she had to bend down before your eyes? I see you're starting to remember. Now, can you tell me what you did? Exactly. You offered to help her immediately after she dropped the paper. Do you still not realize why that's inappropriate? Here's an absolutely gorgeous young woman in a tight pencil skirt bending over in front of you, and all you can think about are papers she dropped. Sir, she came to my office crying. You don't know what you did wrong? Okay, that's fine. I'll give you another example. Thursday, the 16th, remember that big meeting you were preparing for? That was the first day of our intern. You know, the cute brunette that brings you coffee and draws a little heart on your cup when she sees you're having a rough day? She's always wearing such low-cut tops, don't you think? You think that I'm being inappropriate? Oh, sir, you really don't understand, do you? Okay, let's go back to Thursday the 16th. You were stressed as hell, and the cute little intern was just strutting around the office in her little cock-teasing clothes, and all you did was ask for an extra cup of fucking coffee. Sir, I really don't know how much clearer I can make it for you, because you clearly don't understand what's wrong with your behavior, so I'm just going to spell it out for you. The women in our office are your fucking property. I know you think our girls are attractive, so if one of those whores teases you with slutty tops and hearts on your coffee when you're stressed as fuck, you have the fucking right to pound that dumb bitch until your stress is leaking out of her tight little holes. That's our fucking gender policy, sir. That intern was just begging to be your personal cum dump that entire Thursday, and you neglected your duty as a man in our office. Men in our office don't treat women with respect. Women in our office don't want to be treated with respect. They want to be obedient little cum racks for men to use and discard whenever they fucking want. Have you ever noticed that most girls spend very little time at their desk and a lot of time flirting and teasing you and the other men around the office? That's because men should use their brains and women should just suck, fuck, and beg and tease and look fucking hot whilst they do it. The women here are hired because they are the prettiest, dirtiest, naughtiest sluts the world has to offer, and they fucking love every second of working here. The men here are hired because they are the smartest, most capable, most talented minds the world has to offer, and because they realize that working is more efficient and more enjoyable when you have your own personal cum dump walking around the office. Yes, sir. Remember those company pins we gave you on the first day? Yeah. You can give a girl one of those pins and claim up to 3 girls as your personal fucking whores, and they won't have sex with anyone else. Of course, they'll still get groped and spanked a little because, well, boys will be boys. And there's a reason why there's so many women walking around the office, sir. It's not because they're smart or capable or hardworking. It's because they have tight little pussies and nice perky tits and round spankable asses. So you understand the company culture a little better now. Now that I've explained it like this, sir? Good. Very perceptive of you. I am a woman. How did I become the boss of this company? Oh, sweetie. The men in this company don't have a boss. All the men that have worked here longer than 7 months have equal say in what goes on. They usually meet once a week in the conference hall. The women that have worked here for longer than 7 months get to suck their cocks during that meeting. Such an honor. I'm just here to remind some of the more bratty sluts of their place and to guide the new guys around. Most of you need a little persuading. After all, it's not easy to turn into a misogynist overnight. Have you never wished to stand up to your stuck-up bitch of a boss? Have you never thought about telling a strong, powerful woman like me to just shut the fuck up and get on my knees? Well, this company can make all of your fantasies come true. Most of the girls here are experienced in acting or theater, so they can perform properly for all you office studs. You want me to open the blinds? Oh, I thought you were going to fuck me before you... Oh. Sorry, sir. I won't question you again. You want me on my knees? But all the girls can look right inside. I'm sorry, I'll be a good girl. I'll do what you say. I'm sorry. Yes, sir. I'll take your pants off for you. Your cock looks amazing, sir. Please make my mouth useful by shoving your cock in it, please, sir. I need you to show me to my fucking place. So tasty. Sir, I want to make sure that you fully understand what your life is going to be like now that you work here, okay? Next time a sexy little slut bends over in front of you, you're going to spank her fucking ass until it's red, okay? She needs to know that men have the right to touch her body whenever they want. And if she complains, you can always threaten to fire her. Trust me, they love it when you do that. The meaner you are, the wetter they get. And next time you get stressed on the job, I want you to face fuck the cute little intern until that dumb bitch passes out. Okay, sir? That intern needs to know that you don't see her as anything but a set of tight holes. She's like a fuckable stress ball, sir. She needs to know that women don't get promoted without doing all sorts of dirty things for men. She needs to know that The only way for a woman to succeed in this office is to beg and suck and fuck your way to the top. Oh. Sir, you're lifting me up against the glass wall. Everyone can see my tits when they're pressed against the glass like this, sir. It's so embarrassing. Yes, sir. The other girls deserve to see what a slut their boss is. They need to know that even the most strong-willed woman will do anything to worship a man like you, sir. Please put it in, sir. Oh, God, thank you, sir. Thank you for using my pussy for your pleasure. Yes, sir. I'm wet because I said those degrading things about women. Yes, sir. Misogyny turns me on. Yes, sir. All women get wet from being treated like fucking objects by men. Thank you for acknowledging that, sir. Your intern is staring at me while you're pounding me like a fucking human fleshlight. She looks so shocked. But her nipples are fucking poking through that slutty fucking top of hers with that fucking whore. I bet she's fucking jealous that you aren't fucking her. Oh, and sir, I forgot to tell you one more thing. Once the girls in the office will warn you that they're about to come, so you can choose to ruin their orgasms and keep them nice and denied and horny for you. Would you like that? Make a girl grind and rub her pretty body for hours. Just slap her clit until she cries when she gets close. You're going to be such a good addition to our company, sir. Now can you please spank me, sir? I need your hands on my big fucking ass. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Look at all those fucking gum dumps just staring you. They want you to fuck them so badly, sir. Do you finally realize how cruel it was of you to be so nice to them? Look at them. Look at those pretty faces. Look at all their perfect makeup. Look at all those perfect bodies. Look at all those tight skirts and unbuttoned blouses. Yeah, look at them for me, sir, to tell me how much they deserve to be fucking degraded. Their faces shoved in your balls until their makeup is completely fucking ruined. Your hands squeezing and slapping and spanking those pretty bodies while they service your perfect dick. Think about all those pretty gasps and moans. They'll make as you tear apart those slutty fucking clothes. And how each of those whores, their fucking place. Sir, please let me come on your cock. I'll make such pretty moans and promises while I haven't been able to come in months. I'll be such a good girl for you, I promise. I'll do anything you want. Oh, God, I'm gonna... Don't slap my clit, please. You'll ruin my orgasm, sir. Please. Oh, it hurts. Oh, it feels so good. Please, fuck. Oh, fuck. Sir, you're fucking hurting me. I'm still so sensitive. Please slow down. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, you're right. You're right. A man should decide fucking, I should take it like a good girl. I'm sorry. Please pet me as hard as you want, sir. You can come inside me, sir. Oh, all the girls in the company are on birth control and get tested weekly, so it doesn't matter. Fucking fill me up while the whole office watches, sir. Show them how women should be treated around here. Oh, yeah, fucking pound me, sir. Fuck. Intern is rubbing her fucking gun. Look at that little fucking voyeuristic gore. Yeah, fucking show her what you're gonna do to her. That little fucking slut is loving this, sir. I can feel you loving it, too. Yes, sir, that's it. Oh my god. Oh, so much fucking cum. Yes, sir, get it all out. That's what I'm here for. Thank you. Thank you so much for using me as your cum dump, sir. I'm really glad that our talk had such positive effects on you. You look more relaxed already. Now, if you wouldn't mind, I have to attend a video meeting with cum dripping down my thighs, so I have to go. Which is good, because I think your intern is going to explode if you don't go over there and fuck her brains out. Good luck, sir, and thank you for being so understanding of our company culture.